Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello everybody, this is Tracy from VI Talk and joining me is Michael, and we are as part of our 2017 countdown to Site Village. We are delighted to welcome with us today Ken Bridge from Synaptic. Hello Ken.
Hello.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us and taking the time to tell people a little bit about what you can they can expect from you at Site Village.
Okay. Well, if first of all, if I just give you a little bit of an introduction to our company, because I'm sure some of your listeners will know about us, but there will also be people who've never heard of us or don't know what we do. So Synaptic is a UK-based company. We're based in Durham in the northeast of England. And all our products are designed and developed in the UK, but we are now selling internationally as well. Synaptic is a piece of software that has been designed for two purposes. One is to make mobile phones and tablets accessible, which is fundamental for the people we're dealing with at Site Village, but also to make them easy to use. So what some people will be aware of is that a lot of the new modern mobile phones and tablets have got built-in accessibility and it ships with the device. And if you can get on with that, that's terrific. It's obviously going to help you get on with things and make things easy for you. But we have found now that there are people that have been told about these devices and been shown them, but just have great difficulty with a lot of the functionality of them, i.e. The swiping and gesturing and double tapping. And it just becomes a bridge too far for people, and they finish up just giving up on them altogether. So what we've tried to do with Synaptic is make these devices obviously accessible, but easy to use and very intuitive. And that's our model, really. That's what we're looking at.
Okay, Ken. So with the Synaptic software, is it speech, large prints? What are the sort of features you can get? Is it basic calling, or can you access some of the more advanced phone features as well?
Yeah, that's great, Michael. So what with Synaptic, it can be used in two ways. It can be used as a low vision product, or it can be used with someone with little or no sight. As a low vision product, the whole interface that you would be working with is customizable. So we've got different high contrast colours we can set for people with different eye conditions. We can change the size of the menus on each screen. We can change the size of the icons. We can change lots of other things on there to make it really personal for the individual. And if they have got some useful vision, to take advantage of it. For someone who has little or no vision, everything that's displayed on the screen reads. So even for someone with low vision, you can actually use some of your useful sight alongside with the speaking, and it just makes it just very, accessible in that regard. So as you move your finger around the screen, whatever is under your finger will read back to you.
Brilliant. So so if people come along to Site Village, are they able to then have a demonstration of these different accessibility functions that you're offering?
Yeah, well, at Site Village, we'll have on display our full range of products. So we'll have half a dozen phones there, different sizes, different values and so on, all with the software working on there, and also with the tablets. We will have the software on the tablets there. And the great thing is, the idea is to come along and try it. We also have a downloadable demonstration version of the software. So if you've got a suitable device, you can download it onto your device and try it before you buy it. But if not, we encourage people to come along to Site Village and events like that, and we have got the products in blind societies right across the country. So local centres, you can go along and try it, because that's the key to this thing. It's once you actually get one of these in your hand and start using it, you realise how easy it is to use it, and then it makes sense that this is something you can do. And what it does is, with the software itself, just gives you access to all the different things you would want to do with a mobile phone and tablet. So for example, with the mobile phones, you would want to be able to make a phone call and text. But because this is smart technology, you can go a lot further than that. So you can do emails on these devices, you can listen to internet radio, you can listen to talking books. For someone with low vision as well, and particularly the devices we sell, because of the quality of the camera, we can turn these devices into electronic handheld magnifiers and also reading machines. So already we're talking there about a lot of things all bolted together in one device. But the good thing is they're very affordable. If you to take those devices piecemeal and buy one of those, a separate reader, a magnifier and camera and so on, you know, they're going to be racking up into thousands of pounds. But these are all, each device has got these capabilities. And the tablets are just the same. They've got all those different capabilities. And we even do tablets now that you can actually put a SIM card into, and that enables you to make phone calls and text on your tablet. So they're very, very flexible and very portable as well, which is what people like.
So if someone's got an existing tablet, to give us an idea of sort of the type of machine it would run on, is there a particular level? Can you install it on? I know it's Android only, isn't it, as far as I'm aware, but could you, like, put it on, say, Kindle Fire or anything like that, or what?
Yes, it'll go. It would put it on Kindles and so on in the past. The criteria is it's got to be Android. It mm-hmm. doesn't work on iOS, and it's got to be running Android version 4 or later. But what we always tend to do is, if someone is buying the product, buying the software to run on their own device, we'd have a conversation with them first and ask them to quote us the model, and we could say yay or nay whether it would go on. In some instances, some people have come up with devices that we haven't come across before, and we often then suggest they send it back to us, and we'll try and put it on for them. And if it works, it does, and if not, we just send it back, and there's no charges and the carriage cost. And we've got two ways we can actually provide this facility for people, or the software, should I say. We can download, or they can download it from our website. It's not available on the Play Store, but you can download it from our website, and anyone that's got a mobile phone or a tablet and has got anything from Play Store will find it's a very easy, straightforward procedure. But there will be people out there that have no idea what all that means, and they've no idea how to do that, or haven't got any family, friends, or anyone that could help them with it. In that case, they can send the device back to us, and we'll install it for them free of charge, apart from the cost of the software itself, and just charge them the return carriage.
Brilliant. So it sounds like there's lots of flexibility there for people.
Yeah, what we also do is, I mean, as part and parcel of the product, everyone gets free lifetime technical support, and that's facilitated from our Durham offices, and you contact us on a local rate number, so it's an 0191 number. They also get 2 years free updates, so that's part of the thing. So anything we do to enhance the product within 2 years, they'll get that as part of the package. And we also offer 1 hour's free telephone training for everyone who purchases the software as well.
Brilliant.
So if anyone wants to access, like, social media and things like that, would they be able to either do that through Synaptic, or if they got, so they can do that through Synaptic?
Yeah, as part of our suite. So the Synaptic suite of applications within the software, we've taken all the things that people generally want to do with these devices. So you've got your emails, you've got Skype, you've got, there's an address book, a calendar in there, you've got entertainment, we've got YouTube, Facebook, and there's a web browser in there. But all of these things obviously are accessible, so they're either from a low vision perspective in high contrast, or someone with little or no sight, your screen read with them, so they speak to you.
Great. So you mentioned your website a little while ago. Do you mm-hmm. want to give people the details of that website, so that if they're not able to get to Sight Village, they can find you on the web as well?
Absolutely. So we can be contacted on the www.synaptic.com, and I'll spell that because it fools everyone. It's SynaptiC.
Brilliant.
And that's synaptic.com. And if anyone wants to give us a call, they can contact us on our landline number, which is 0191 909 7909.
And what are the sort of an idea of the prices of the product, and will you be running any promotions, do you know yet, at Sight Village for anyone who is thinking of, you know, adopting this system?
Well, yeah, we are actually running a promotion for Sight Village, and there'll be a code that will be available on the day, and it's available on the website as well. And it's not just for people who can come to Sight Village, but we're running it in, alongside the exhibition, and there'll be £50 off any tablet or phone that someone purchases using that special Sight Village code. Our products themselves, they range from, we do a very basic entry-level phone, which enables you to make phone calls and texting and so on, that starts at £235, right up to our top-of-the-range phone, which is £495. And then in terms of the tablets, we do them from a 7-inch tablet at £330, right through to what we call the 10-inch Pro tablet at £599. And there are lots of different price breaks in between. For anyone who has their own device, the software is £190. those prices I quoted you there for the devices do include that 190. If anyone is listening and they are thinking of going along, do come along and see us, because as I say, it's good to actually have a go with these things and get hold of them and just, you know, have a play with them. We do really encourage people to do that. I mean, it's often the thing that, you know, it sort of breaks the ice for people. People who have been frightened of this stuff but really would like to have a go at doing something, just come along and try it, and we'll make you more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a great advocate of Synaptic. You know, I've had, you know, the privilege of using it, and from a low vision user point of view, I feel it is really, you know, really good way of getting into using smart technology and, you know, making use of a device that has lots of different purposes as well. So,
Yeah, what we also like, Tracy, it's mainstream technology as well. So what I like about, to be honest with you now, a lot of this technology that's been made available for blind and visually impaired people is it's cutting edge stuff. So, you know, instead of having to play catch up and, you know, someone's invented a thing so a computer can be accessible, but it's 10 years after a computer's been invented. You know, all the devices we sell are mainstream off-the-shelf devices. The same thing you're going to the local phone shop or Argos or somewhere like that to buy that, you know, so it's mainstream current technology.
That's the beauty, really, isn't it? Like you say, if you've got something you're struggling with or you want something where you're out and about to be able to access it easier, and I'm just guessing as well that you can switch between Synaptic and the standard OS if you could, say, access the standard OS more in a better, you know, a more safer environment than home and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. We've actually got a new feature in the latest version of the software, which is version 6, which is an app launcher. So you can launch an app application straight from our software. If you can manage to get on with it okay, or you can, you know, you can cope with it, that's fine. But then you can very quickly switch back into our software. So we've got users out there now who just go between the two worlds. They'll do some stuff in Android, but find that trying to do their emails and texting is so much easier and simple and Synaptic, they just switch back into it. So you can switch between the two. And I think probably one of the most popular features as well is the ability to be able to create your texts and your emails by speech. So it's got speech recognition built in.
So Ken, thank you for your time and you know, talking to us about what you have to offer. And we wish you all the best at Sight Village and hope lots of people come along and take advantage of you know, coming along and seeing what you have to offer.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.